This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Not only is the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture focused on rebuilding the facilities in Princeton, they're also discussing how to recover the data from the Research and Education Center. Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee says they're already working to begin recovering that research.
Try to secure as many computers and as many paper notes as possible that they could safely get to. We actually had a third-party crew come in and do a good portion of that, and our building manager served as the point person.
Dr. Lee says much of the data is recoverable. That's good news.
We're hopeful that we've recovered the vast majority of our data. We're still going through hard drives to make sure that it is actually there. So I think we may fare much better in that area than we originally feared.
He adds there'll be some losses of long-term research.
We know that we had some lab studies that were ongoing for about 20 years, and we were not sure if that material survived. So there's some potential things we've lost in that regard.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK's Dr. Chad Lee says some of the information at the Research and Education Center dates back several years.
Some of the data was 10, 15 years of various research trials that were ongoing as well. And if we've captured the data, at least we can go analyze that and get that written up. And then hopefully we can start again once we get into some temporary offices and temporary lab spaces.
Yes, one service that will change is soil testing that was conducted previously in Princeton.
It'll certainly slow the process down a little bit during peak soil testing demand. I think one thing we'd encourage farmers to do is go pull soil tests now.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Trappin' the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.